Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Do you long to change how you and others perceive yourself? Have you been told you're too shy and quiet or that you need to get out more? Have you ever been made to feel as if something is wrong with you? Well, the wait is over. The Superpowers of Introverts, How to Live Your Life Your Way Without Guilt by Karen Cato aims to help you to realize that you're okay and to guide you to take advantage of your hidden superpowers. Karen says you're an introvert and you should be proud of that. Your purpose is to honor your special gifts and share them. Karen is a confidence and career coach known as the Confidence Coach for Introverts. She holds a BS in marketing and a minor in communication from Rochester Institute of Technology and has spent over 30 years in the pharmaceutical sales industry and brings her knowledge of the strengths and challenges of introverts face in the working environment. She's coached introverts through one-on-one groups and her Journey Within coaching program. She's contributed to the book Communication Toolkit for Introverts and edited the book Job Interview Success for Introverts. Karen resides in Finger Lakes of New York State and Painted Post, has four adult children, all introverts. And Karen Cato, author of The Superpowers of Introverts, How to Live Your Life Your Way Guilt-Free, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm so thrilled to be on your program and talk about the need for introversion.
You know, it's really an important book, and you really do such an excellent job in presenting why we have superpowers and we should be proud of who we are. The book is The Superpowers of Introverts, How to Live Your Life Without the Guilt, Karen Cato, C-A-I-T-O, and I'll give you all that information as we go throughout the program. Talk about the inspiration for writing The Superpowers of Introverts. Where did the idea come from for this book?
Well, that's a great question, and you kind of have to backtrack a bit back to 2012, where I was part of the book that you mentioned in the opening, Communication Toolkits for Introverts by Patricia Weber. I contributed to chapter 3 on communications. And from that book, the publishers, which is Impact Publishing out of London, contacted me and asked if I would edit the book, Job Interview Success for Introverts by Bob McIntosh, and I did. And when I was part of those two, and I got all that through being a conference coach for introverts, that's how they found me. But then I realized even more the importance of giving a voice to introverts out in the world. And, you know, because there is kind of a stigma when you hear the word introvert, a lot of people think, oh, you're too shy, a hermit, you never want to go out. And those are all untrue. And, you know, introverts' voice needs to be heard because we can be very misunderstood. And we're all different. We're all different. So the reason I wrote this, The Superpowers of Introverts, is to tell the story of the different superpowers that we all can possess and to empower introverts to live their best life through some of the strategies that I have and keep them going in a positive direction. And, you know, some of the famous introverts in the world that we've had is Albert Einstein, Abraham Lincoln, of course, Susan Cain started the whole introvert revolution. Rosa Parks, and even Michael Jackson. These are all introverts who contribute to society. I mean, everyone, extrovert, introvert, we need everybody to contribute to society. But and we'll chat about what introversion and extroversions are. But that's why I wrote the book, to make everyone be the best version of themselves.
Well, it's a really important book, and those people you mentioned, if you were just to mention the names and said, well, put in the category of introvert or extrovert, we probably would all put them in the extrovert category. It's interesting, the prominent people who have fallen into the introvert category.
Well, you know, I get a lot of people tell me that they're both, and that is not exactly correct. And then a lot of people are, like you just said, you know, who thought Michael Jordan was an introvert? But apparently he is. So, you know,
Interesting. The book is The Superpowers of Introverts. Karen Caito, C-A-I-T-O, is our guest and the author. I'll give you all the information where the book is available. Her website, catocoaching.com. Book available at iuniverse.com. Give you all of that. And it's on our website. Let's start off by talking about the definition of introversion and extroversion. What are we talking about? People throw those terms around a lot, and I'm not sure we really know exactly what the definition is. How do you define those?
Yeah, so but started about 100 years ago with a Swiss psychiatrist named Carl Jung, and he termed introversion and extroversion. So extroversion, people get their energy externally. Introversion, people get their energy internally. So what that looks like is extroverts love to be very social. They have to have a lot of people around them to gain their energy. We're introverts, you know, we are social, but just with a few people and, you know, in a certain time and a certain amount. Extroverts really like to think out loud. They think out loud. Introverts, we got to think about things. Then we'll talk. Because that's actually one of my favorite lines I use if someone talks to me and I'm like, well, I got to think about that. And extroverts openly communicate about themselves. They're willing to openly communicate with other people. And introverts, you know, we can communicate with people. We only like to communicate with people we know and trust. You know, very selective. Extroverts can be maybe a little distracted. And introverts, we have really have a deep ability to have deep concentrations for long periods of time. But, you know, it's critical to know that not everyone is the same extroversion, introversion. There's a spectrum. And so what I like to call that is like if you look at a straight line and in the middle is a balanced introvert, meaning, you know, your core is an introversion. You need time to recoup. But you can look like an extrovert when you need to, which happens to be me, and it took me many years to get here. I know when I need to be an extrovert in my sales role, because that's what I do. However, I had to learn that in order to survive in an extroverted world, because research shows the current population is about 50 to 74% extroverts and 16 to 50% introverts. So I had to look like an extrovert just to survive in the world.
Interesting. We're outnumbered. So, and I put myself in that category. That's why I say we, but we're outnumbered, aren't we?
We certainly are, but that's okay. And if we still look at the straight line and if we move from the middle to the far left, those folks are maybe more private. They're more reserved. They may not be as outgoing. And that's okay. That's just where they are on the spectrum. And when you take the spectrum from the middle to the far right, those folks can really look like an extrovert. And they really can fool a lot of people. But deep down, they are an introvert because after their day or sometime during their day, they have to regroup.
Yes.
So what I like to put this very easily for our listeners is, imagine extroverts wake up in the morning with a totally depleted battery. And every interaction and stimulation they go through throughout the day recharges their batteries. By the end of the day, they are ready to go. A lot of times they're night owls. We're introverts, we wake up with a fully charged battery. And every interaction and stimulation we go throughout our day depletes it, where at the end of the day, we have to retreat to our happy place or a quiet place.
Interesting. That's a great example. It sort of brings home what everybody is dealing with, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. The book we're talking about is The Superpowers of Introverts, How to Live Your Life Your Way Without the Guilt. Karen Caito, our guest on the program, C-A-I-T-O. Our website is catocoaching.com. Book available, iUniverse, the usual places. Is there a role that genetics play in determining if you're an extrovert or introvert? And I say that because I mentioned your four children are all introverts. Is there a role that genetics play?
Well, you know, that is a great question, and I address that in part of the book, in the beginning of the book, to set the stage. And the answer is yes. The answer is yes, because it all comes down to a person's sensitivity to dopamine. And what is dopamine? Dopamine is a chemical neurotransmitter we have in our brain, and it transmits information to the neurons. And everybody, introvert and extrovert, has this, but it seems research shows extroverts' brains seem to have more dopamine. So dopamine is also called the feel-good neurotransmitter.
Yes.
Because what it does, when it's released into the neurons, it floods our brains so we seek out pleasurable activities. And when I just described what extrovert is, theoretically, that's why extroverts are easily going to, you know, be energized and be around people, and that's how they get their energy for longer periods of time. Where introverts are not as sensitive to dopamine. So that's why when we are engaged with people or different activities at some point in time, okay, this is good, we've had enough, now we got to go to our quiet place. So the other part of the genetic role is, you know, the human system has, nervous system has two parts. It has a sympathetic system, and that involves that fright, flight, fight response. And the other part of the system is the parasympathetic system. And that role is for rest and digest. And research shows that introverts' brains are more geared to the parasympathetic system, which means that acetylcholine, which happens to be the chief neurotransmitter of the parasympathetic system, that releases calming signals
yes.
in the brain. Where that's why introverts can be more calm. We're able to think before we speak. We love to analyze, which are all part of our superpowers. So, and I talk a little bit more about the studies that I cite in the book, and then go into a little bit further about that. So it'd be interesting for the listeners to look at their own family. Do they have both parents who are introverts? And what are the children, or a lot of families have one parent's an introvert, one parent's an extrovert, and they got a mix of people. It's really fascinating.
And it's interesting because you answer a lot of the questions as we sort of analyze ourselves, self-analyze ourselves and try to figure, you know, why am I the way I am? The book
exactly.
is The Superpowers of Introverts. You just touched on that, what you thought was a superpower. Talk about what you mean by superpowers. I love having superpowers. I'm not sure what I have, so tell me what I have.
Well, I can tell you one thing, you're a great communicator, and that's one of your superpowers, or else we wouldn't be here
you.
Right now. But what I mean by superpowers is a person's natural abilities and gifts, and some people don't even realize them, like you just said, what they are. And I cite six of them in the book that I think are the most common. Some may have a little bit more. So, for example, listening is a very powerful superpower for introverts because, you know, that parasympathetic system is working. We're very calm. We listen. Even, and as I said, we like to think before we speak. So very good listeners. You may find a lot of people come to you and you're very good to stop and listen to the person. You don't interrupt. We're thinking, we're listening to what the person says instead of thinking what we're going to say back. And it can be as very simple as, actually, I'll just tell this quick little story in the book. I'm one of six children, and we're all introverts. So when we were going through grade school, you know, my mother was a stay-at-home mom, and by the time we got back from school, we all want to tell her all our day. And she'd be, you know, sitting down, and she would, we wanted to talk all at once, but she would have one child talk at a time, what happened today, and she would sit and listen to each one of us and not interrupt till we got all our excitement out for the day and would respond, and each of us had to wait our turn. So that was one of her superpowers, to help the children feel good about themselves when they came home. They could tell their mom all about the fun things or what happened during the day.
Yes. With us on the program, Karen Cato, that's C-A-I-T-O. If you're Googling, her website is catocoaching.com. The book is The Superpowers of Introverts, How to Live Your Life Your Way Without the Guilt. Book available at iUniverse.com, the usual places, all that on our website. We've only got a short interview, and there's so much in the book. Give us just maybe a sneak peek at a couple of the items in the book that you feel are very important for people to read and to understand.
Great. Well, you know, the book covers, like I said, introversion, extroversion, the genetics, and then all through everyday life. So a lot on relationships, be it family dynamics, romantic relationships, introvert, extrovert. Talk about the six superpowers. There's a quiz. I give strategies through it all. There's a section on working and a section on self-care. But one thing I think is very critical for introverts to know is boundaries. So there's a discussion on boundaries, because you need to learn how to set them and have them, because introverts are, a lot of times we get taken advantage of. And so actually, you know, I talk about an introvert, extrovert roommates that don't get along because they don't understand each other. In fact, this isn't in the book, but it just happened with a friend of mine, her daughter Caroline. And so I coached her on what to do in this situation. So when you have boundaries, a couple things that people need to think about is you need to know your values. You need to know your emotional values. You need to know your physical values and your spiritual values. And you have to ask yourself, where am I feeling valued in this relationship or this role? Where am I not feeling valued? So in this particular instance, you know, the introverted roommate needed her quiet time, and the extroverted roommate would come in and late and start cooking and making noise, and then the introverted person didn't get the rest, and she works at home now. So, you know, it was a lot of conflict. The other thing is, then you want to gain a commitment from that other person, and you got to ask yourself, how am I going to get that commitment? And another point is, you have to keep the power to yourself. Don't give your power away. Don't let people step over you, because it's going to affect how you feel. So you ask yourself, where am I giving my power away to? And then why? So that gives you a little bit of peek.
Yeah, it's such an important book, The Superpowers of Introverts. I want to go back and talk about your personal experiences. Mentioned that you have been in sales for a number of years, and you would think, Right. Wow, she's in sales and she's an introvert. What do you do when you walk in a room, all these strangers? I'd be inclined to say, you know, turn around and leave. I'll send them an email. That'll be a lot easier than going in face-to-face communication. What was it like for you understanding who you are, dealing with who you are, and being successful at sales as an introvert?
Well, you know, most people, another misconception, most people think extroverts make the best salespeople or leaders. But in fact, and nothing against extroverts, because we all need them in the world, introverts make very good salespeople and leaders, because why? They use their first superpower of listening. We listen. And so when I'm in sales, I listen to the provider so I know what they need. But my experience wasn't like that when I first started, Rick, because I didn't know anything about introversion growing up. It wasn't talked about. And I noticed that growing up through a house of introverts and a lot of kids, it was still noisy. And you know, and by the end of the day, I was tired and frustrated and irritable. And I would have to retreat to my room or go outside and by myself and walk. And I also was sensitive to clothing, and I'd jump at the phone would ring. And I do have a little section talking about empaths and highly sensitive people. When I got into sales in pharmaceuticals, I noticed that I would sit in meetings in the other superpowers observing, and I would observe everybody, which were mostly extroverts. And a lot of times I could never get my voice heard because everyone else was talking. And then I would see people being promoted when I had just as talented. And I started to ask myself, well, what's going on here? Well, why not me? Because they were viewing me something different. And so I went back to self-help books, because I'm always interested in lifelong learning and self-improvement. And that's when I learned about introversion and extroversion. When I read about introversion, I'm like, wow, this is me. And now my whole life makes sense. And then I started working on myself to become balanced and be an extrovert when I needed to be. and so forth.
And now you're able to help others. What does that feel like when you're dealing with someone in coaching and you almost see that light bulb go off, that go, wow, that's me, and that's how I can work around that, and I can use that to my advantage, and I've got a superpower. What's that like, that transformation that I'm sure you see before your very eyes as you're working with them?
Well, I love it. And the reason I became the confidence coach for introverts, that wasn't the niche I was going to coach on. I was going to coach on sales. But my very first client came to me, and he was a highly successful gentleman with accolades of education behind him. And he said, I need confidence. I'm like, okay. And as we went through the coaching program, I realized it wasn't the confidence he needed. He was an introvert, and he was made to feel different. He made to feel like something was wrong with him. And that was a light bulb moment for him and me. And then, coached through that. And then it was just fascinating because the next person, a female, first is saying, I need confidence. I need to be coached on confidence. And I realized she was an introvert and she did too. And it was like, wow. And that's how, that started.
The book, The Superpowers of Introverts by Karen Cato, C-A-I-T-O. A couple minutes left in the program. Our website is catocoaching.com. Great information there. And you can order the book as well, the book from iUniverse and the usual places in getting books. You're a certified professional coach. On the front of the cover of the book, you've got, you're a ELI-MP.
Right.
What is that?
So that is, I went to IPEC Coaching School, which is for called Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching. And through that, we get certified in a attitudinal assessment tool called Energy Leadership Index, which is ELI. And MP means I'm a master practitioner. So this particular tool is amazing because clients take a questionnaire, and it measures their attitude at a precise time, how they view their self or their world, and it turns their answers into metrics of 7 different levels of energy, one where they fall when they're in normal circumstances and what happens when a person is stressed. So I'm trained to analyze, and then I debrief with the client, and we uncover opportunities for these people to grow and improve. And the nice thing is people can change their attitude. And so, I use that when I coach everybody. And I do have a group program called The Journey Within, how to use your energy and superpowers to work for you, not against you.
And all of that you'll find at Karen's website, catocoaching.com. Mention something interesting, then we'll wrap up. And I think this is important. If somebody is listening and saying, I'm 55 years old. This is the way I've been my entire life. I'm struggling with who I am. I have this guilt that I'm not who I think I should be, who I want to be. Is it ever too late to turn that light bulb switch on and go, I'm an introvert and I have superpowers?
Well, that is a great question. And yes, we always can improve ourselves no matter how old you are. And that is what the book is about, because this is where I wanted to write it and to help people. So we do go through the superpowers, and you're able to create your best life and have actionable strategies that work. And there's a lot of the strategies are coaching questions because everyone is different. So you have to do a little bit of work. So, but what's unique about my book is I interview a variety of introverts on the spectrum, and they tell their stories throughout the book of what they do with their superpowers and through the whole thing. So my wish for readers is two things. Number one, that they read these stories and say, hey, that sounds like me. I do that. I guess I'm okay. And two, you know what? If you could just work on one thing that you feel you want to improve on in your life and focus on that, this book can help you, because I want this book to be a resource for people as they, go through their journey in life. And so they can capitalize on who they are and be who they're meant to be, a very talented, creative introvert that the world needs.
It's a relatable book. It's a readable book as well. Actionable strategies. It's all there. It's very easy to read. And again, you can find out a lot about yourself and maybe reshape your life. And as the subtitle says, how to live your life your way without the guilt, the title of the book, The Superpowers of Introverts. Karen Cato, C-A-I-T-O, our guest on the program. Karen, a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick, so much. And I'm sure everyone will enjoy the book. And thank you for your time, everyone listening.
It's been a pleasure as two introverts get together on the radio and talk about something. So it's worked out very well for both of us here. The book is The Superpowers of Introverts, How to Live Your Life Your Way Without the Guilt. Karen Cato, our guest, website, catocoaching.com, C-A-I-T-O. Book available, iUniverse, the usual places, all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.